Parshas V'yeshev, we have the Shvatim, we have Yosef. Very difficult parasha to understand. They say over a story that once in the yeshiva in Valvoshin, there was an argument between the Netziv and Rabbi Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik, and he had a big machlokes about a certain hanhag in the yeshiva, how to act, how to conduct the yeshiva. And they couldn't come to a compromise. So they decided to go to Reb Zev, who was the Magid in Vilna, to hear both sides of the story. They both agreed that whatever Reb Zev, the Magid of Vilna, would decide, they would follow his opinion. So they went to Reb Zev, and he heard both sides of the story. And he said, oh, today's Parshas Vayeshev. He said, oh, Parshas Vayeshev. So they looked at him. Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev was a few weeks ago. This is quite a while later. What do you mean Parshas Vayeshev? So Reb Zev, the Magid, explained, he says, I'm a Magid. What does a Magid do? A Magid travels around, and I give drushes, I speak. I try to be more people to do tshuva, to come closer to Hashem. And when I speak, what I usually do, is I contrast Tov and Ra, the good and the bad, the tzaddik and the rasha. So every week, I have a very easy job. It comes to Parshas Bereishis, I have a very easy job. I have on one side, Odom, against the Nochosh, Cain versus Hevel. I have the tzaddik and the rasha, the Tov and the Ra. I have what to speak about. Comes Parshas Noach. I have Noach and the Dor HaMabul. Noach the tzaddik, the Dor HaMabul, the Dor of Rishoyim. I have what to speak about. It comes Lech Lecha. I have Avraham Avinu, a tzaddik. I have Paro, I have Mitzrayim, maybe Loit. I have what to speak about in Lech Lecha. It comes to Vayera, Zavrom. On the other side, it's Doim and Amayra, how they were destroyed. I have the contrast, bad and good. Chayisara, I have Yitzchok, Lavan, Vesuel. I have my tzaddik and my rasha. Toldos Vayetzei Vayishrach, Yaakov and Esav. I have what to speak about. Every week I have my tzaddik, my rasha, my toiv and my ra, what to speak about. But it comes to Parshas Vayeshev, I'm stuck. It comes to Vayeshev, on one side I have Yosef at tzaddik, on the other side I have the Shiftei Ka. I have all of the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka. How can I say one's right, one's a tzaddik and one's not? Both are tzaddikim, I'm stuck. I have a very difficult time with my droshes when it comes to Parshas Vayeshev. He says, this machlokes that I'm hearing right now is exactly a Parshas Vayeshev. Both big goyim and big tzaddikim having this machlokes, who am I to decide who's right? Such a machlokes, I only hear both tzaddim, both are right, and I can't be the one to decide. Okay, nice little story. But the point is that in Parshas Vayeshev, it's very difficult to say who's right, who's wrong. Yosef at tzaddik, the Shiftei Ka, and of course there's many pshatim said in the whole machlokes of Yosef and his brothers. But Lamaisa, Yosef remains Yosef at tzaddik, the Shvatim remain the Shiftei Ka, and to us we have to look at both of them as being tzaddik. Yosef comes to his brothers and his father. He tells them all over the dreams that he had. The pasuk says in pasuk Zayin, "Vini anachnu ma'alma ma'lumi," we're tying bundles the seichasod in the field. My bundle stood up, erect, and all the bundles surrounded it, and they bowed down to my bundle. And his brothers said to him, they said to Yosef, will you be a melech over us? Will you rule over us? They continue to hate him. What's the difference between hamoloich timloich aleinu and moshal timshobonu? Between melech and moshal. His brother said, would be a melech over us or a moishel. So it's well known that a melech is one that's accepted by the people of Ratzon. The people appoint him to be a melech. The people appoint him willingly. A moishel is somebody who rules by force, bal karchai. He's not appointed by the people, not accepted by the people. He rules the chazak, he rules by force. In the famous Gra, the Gra brings a raya from Tehillim, it says a pasuk, we say every morning and davening, ki Hashem hamlucha o moishel magoyim. When it comes to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem is to us a melech. Because we mekabel Hashem's malchus, b'rotzon, willingly, Hashem hamelucha. But o moishel b'goyim. When it comes to the goyim, Hashem is a moishel. He rules by karchon. The goyim didn't accept Hashem. But lo'asid, what will be lo'asid? V'ol o'mashim b'hatziyan lushpet ha'reisim. And then what will be? Hashem will be a king over the entire world, because even the Goyim will accept Hashem as a melech. A melech is one who rules b'ratzoin, a moishel is by force. So, The Gemara says the brothers were telling Yosef, the brothers said to him, "Hamalach timlech leinu. Do you think you're going to be a melech over us?" A melech means a king beratzai. No way. They hated him. It's impossible that you're going to be a melech over us. You think you're going to rule us by force? The brothers meant to tell him the same way, you're never going to be a melech over us, but you're not going to be a melech, you're not going to be a moshe over us by force either. It's not going to happen. The Briskerov, it takes a little different angle. It says the Briskerov that the Gemara tells us in Brachis, all dreams go after the mouth, how they're interpreted. The way a person interprets the dream and says the meaning of the dream comes true. Whole sugya in Brachas, Rav and Abai with Behedja, the one who interpreted the dreams. If they paid him, then he interpreted the dream good, otherwise not. Dreams go after the path. Says the Briska Rav, both of these came true later on. The brother said, "Are you going to be a king over us by Ratzon? Are you going to rule over us by force?" Says the Briska Rav, "Hakol chalam is holchem achapeh." And both of these came true later on. When the brothers went down to Mitzrayim, they had to bow down. Yosef was hu hashalat hakol aretz. Yosef was the one who ruled over the Mitzrayim. He was selling the food. They had no choice. They had to bow down to him like everybody else did. That was Moshe Timshel Bonim. When they came down to Mitzrayim, they bowed down, so to speak, hakarchoi to Yosef. What happens later on? At the end of Parashas Vayechi, after Yaakov dies, the brothers go to Yosef, and the pasuk says the brothers went on their own. Perek Nun Pasuk Yud Ches and Vayechi Vayelchu Gamechov Vayiplu Lefanov. The brothers on their own went to Yosef and they fell down in front of him. Vayoyimru, and they said, "Hinenu l'chol avodim. We are to you for avodim." They accepted Yosef as a master over them. They bowed down baratzayin. Says the Briska Rav, both became true later on. Hamalach tim lechaleinu and Moshel tim shobanu. Later on in the parasha, we have the whole mice with Yosef and Eishes Potiphera, Potiphera's wife. And the pasuk says, she tried to entice Yosef. Perek Lamates pasuk. Pasuk Yud Yud Aleph, she spoke to Yosef. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ayhi Kayoim Hazeh, was on that day. Vayovay Habayso Lasos Malachtoi. Yosef came to the house to do his malacha. Ve'ein Ish Mianshi Habayis Shom Bavayis. There was nobody else home. He was alone with Eishes Potiphera. Says Rashi, what does it mean Lasos Malachtoi? Vayovay Habayso Lasos Malachtoi. Yosef came to do his malacha. What does it mean to do his malacha? So Rashi brings down Machoikus Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omer once says Malachtoi Mamish. He came to do his work, his actual work that he was supposed to do. The Chad Omer Lasos Tzrachavima. He came to be mezana with her. He came to do an avera. El Shneiris Loi the Mus the Yutnei Shalaviv. But an image of his father Yaakov appeared to him, and that stopped him doing the avera. K'deis v'mesech d'saito. What does the Gemara say in Masech d'saito? The Gemara in Saito Amin Vavam Beis brings down that Yaakov told Yosef Asidin. Your brothers' names will be written on the stones on the shoulders of the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, on the Avnei Megillim, as a remembrance of Nei Hashem. So Yaakov said to Yosef, "Do you want your name to be erased and not be together with all the other Shvatim?" Miyad Nimna Yosef held himself back, for Yavi was an Iver, and that saved him. When he heard this message from Yaakov that his name won't be together with the Shvatim on the Avnei Megillim, so Yosef was able to hold him, was able to hold himself back. So the Sefer Mayan HaShvuah, this is a very nice idea, and that is that when a person is in a B'shas Nisayon, a person has a Nisayon, a person has a challenge in life, a person has a test, a difficult situation, a lot of times if he looks only at the matzav he's in right now, he can't win, can't overcome the temptation that he has. When he thinks about the Asid, what will happen in the future, thinking on Shema Asid, what will be later on, that gives a person Kayach to overcome his Nisayon. In the Vardik, they would tell over the following story. I think we said over the story. In the Vardik, they would say over the following Maisa. There was once a group of Shikairim. And all they did a whole day, they wasted the time, and they hung around, and they drank, and they drank, and say, had a good time. After doing this for a while, one day, they have a little hira tshuva in their hearts. A little thought of tshuva. And one says, what's going to be with us? What's going to happen to us after 120 years? What's going to be? We're sitting around, wasting away our lives, drinking. What's going to be with us? Back and forth. finally they made off that the first one that dies, the first one that goes to the MS, will come back in a dream and tell the others what happened to him. That was the way of doing tshuva. That the first one that dies will come back and tell them what happened to him in Shemayim. So they shake hands, they make a deal, whoever dies first has to come back. Well, a short while later, one of them passes on. He comes back in a dream to the chevra, and the chevra see him, he doesn't look too good. And they say to him, what happened to you? What's going on in Shemayim? So he says to them, don't worry, he says. He says, you know what? Everything is beseder, everything is fine. Keep on drinking all you want, but don't drink schnapps. You can drink whatever you want, but don't drink schnapps. They look at him, what? Everything is good, but I'm telling you, you can't drink schnapps. So in the dream, they ask him, hi, what's wrong with drinking schnapps? What happened? So he says, I'll tell you what happened. So I came to Shemayim, and they asked me, no, kavata itim latayra? First question they asked me, kavaya itim latayra? Did you like kavaya itim? So I said, kavaya itim? Me? Well, I was busy, I was having a good time down here in this world. And I was enjoying the minute. I was living for the minute. I wasn't living for the future. So they said to him, but don't you know that after 120 years, a person comes to regular evidence, you have to prepare yourself for the future. Why don't you prepare for the future? Why are you enjoying yourself and not doing mitzvahs, not preparing yourself? He said, what do you want? I had a weak head. I'm not a big thinker. I'm not a philosopher. I can't think about the future. I lived only for the moment. And every day I got up and I lived just for that day, for that moment, and I enjoyed myself immensely. So they asked him in Shemayim, so what did you do? Tell us what you did. What do you mean? I sat and I drank. I had my chevra and we got together and we drank. Did you drink wine? He said, oh, of course I drank wine. Dry wine, sweet wine, yes, red. I drank all kinds of wine. Did you drink beer? Oh, we drank beer also. Beer's very good. What about schnapps? Did you drink schnapps? I said, of course we drank schnapps. How could you get drunk without drinking schnapps? And they said to me, Bishrama Yayin, we understand you drank wine. Because wine tastes good. Put it in your mouth, sweet, the wine it goes down, it tastes good. Now, later, the wine is good. Beer has a good taste. Beer tastes good. But schnapps, they said to him, how do you drink schnapps? Schnapps burns. Put it inside, it's bitter, it goes down, it's very sharp. It only feels good afterwards. You feel that warm feeling after drinking schnapps. You have that warm feeling afterwards. That's when the schnapps feels good. But when you drank the schnapps, you didn't feel. You only felt good. The hanok came after you swallowed it. So he said, okay, true. The Hanoah comes after you swallow. He said, if that's the case, that means he took the future into consideration. When he drank the schnapps, he wasn't drinking the schnapps for that moment. He was thinking about the Hanoah you're going to have, the pleasure you're going to have after you swallow the schnapps. If he thought about pleasure, what's going to happen in the future, then he should have thought about doing mitzvahs and preparing yourself for the future. So he told them, if that's the case, you can drink. But don't drink schnapps, because if you drink schnapps, they're gonna hold it against you in Shemayim. Okay, that was the story they said over in the Vardik. Okay, of course, what's the point of the story? The point of the story is that a person has to think about the Osid. And a person can't say, oh, I'm not worried about the future. Because we live our everyday lives, everything we do every day, we're worried about the future. We're worried about Parnassah, we're worried about what we're gonna have tomorrow, where we're gonna be next year. A person is always, is worried. A person can't say, I can't think about the Osid Lachamei Vashem. The person worries about the future in this world, definitely has to worry about the future in the next world. In the Sifsei Tzaddik, he says over a very, very nice, similar idea in the Pasuk earlier, when Yosef meets the Malach Gavriel, earlier in Perik Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tezvov, by Yimseu Ish, a man found Yosef. Who's the man? It says Rashi is a Gavriel. Ish is Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, v'hinei soye v'asada, and he was wandering in the field. And Gabriel asked Yosef, what are you looking for? What do you need? Sifsei Tzaddik is, the word leimor seems to be extra in the pasuk. Perik Lamed Zayin pasuk tezvov. The man asked, the malach asked, saying, what do you want? What's the word leimor saying? The word leimor generally means to say over to others. You find by Yedaber Hashem El Moshe, leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lema, to say over to Bnei Yisrael. The Gavriel asked Yosef to say Matvakish. The word Lema seems to be out of place, seems to be extra. Says the Sifsei Tzaddik. Gavriel saw what Yosef was going to go through. He knew Yosef was going to have Tzaris, he'll have tremendous Nisyonis, tremendous challenges ahead of him. The word Vayishalayu could also mean a bakasha. Like it says in the Gila, Sheilasi Ubakashi. Hatan Est Vataimar, Sheilasi Ubakashi. My bakasha. Vayishaleo ish. Says the Sifse Tzadik, Taish the Pasik, Vayishaleo ish. Gavriel asked, requested of Yosef, Kama, stop. Lemar Matavakish. He told Yosef, you're going to have Nisyonis. You want to know the Eitz, how to overcome the Nisyonis? Lemar, constantly say to yourself, Matavakish, what do I really want? What do I want to end up? What's going to be the Seif? Am I going to give into the Nisyon that I have right now? Or am I going to overcome the Nisyon, Al Shema Osir, in order to save my Olam Haba, and I should remain a Tzaddik? Perek Lama Zayin, Pasuk Tezvov. By the Shilel Ish, Kama, Lema, say to yourself constantly, Matavakish, what do I want? One way to overcome the Eitzahara, a person's Nisyon, is ask yourself, what do I really want? Do I really want to give into the Eitzahara? Or do I really want to overcome the Nisayim? Lema matavakesh, what do I want? With that, hopefully a person could overcome the Nisayim. At the end of the parasha, we find the story with the Sar Ha'ifim, the Sar Hamashkin. They both have their dreams. Says the Pasuk, by Shvi, Perik Mem Pasuk Aleph. By Hi Achad Var Ma'ele, Chotu Mashkei Melech Mitzrayim V'Ha'ifim, La'adayneim Melech Mitzrayim. Both the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifa sinned to Paray. So Rashi tells us what were the avarice that they did. Says Rashi, the HaOifa as Pas HaMelech. And what happened? They found a rock. They found a pebble in the bread. Zinim says Vov be Piyolid be Tirin Shiloi. The Zinim says Sirah be Guluskin Shiloi. The Sar HaMashkim was a fly found in the kais, and the Sar HaOifa was a pebble found inside the loaf of bread, and that was his avera. Ultimately, he ends up being hung because of the pebble in the bread. The Altafan Kelim was once eating a loaf of bread, and there was a pebble, something was in the bread. There was a piece of wood, a small splinter of wood was inside the bread. So the Altafan Kelim was eating the bread, and he came across the splinter. Right away, he says, I thought about the Sar HaOifa. The Sar HaOifa and Paray. The Sar HaOifa baked the bread, there was a pebble inside. But he said, look what happened. The Sar HaOifa who baked the bread for Paray, what happened to him? He ends up being hung. And this baker, who baked the bread, is a splinter. Nothing's going to happen. It was a mistake. It was done with Shaygeg. It was a mistake. It wasn't done on purpose. And this baker, nothing's going to happen. So the Altan Kelim said, what's the chiluk? Why when the Sar HaOifa baked the bread for Paroi, even though it was a mistake, he didn't put the pebble on purpose, it was a mistake, yet he paid with his life. And this baker, whose bread I just ate, there was a splinter in the bread, And it was a mistake. Be more careful next time. Said the Atif Mekalim, because when you're baking for the king, there's no excuse. When you're baking for the king, you have to be careful, extra careful. There's no excuse. It was a mistake. It was a shaygeg. It wasn't a purpose. When you're baking bread for the king, you're responsible to make sure that it comes out right. When Stama Baker bakes, he does his best. A mistake happens. But when someone bakes for the king, he's responsible to make sure everything is right. Said the Atif Mekalim, no. And when we bring karbonis to Hashem, we go ahead every day, we do our mitzvahs, we do our chesed, we learn, we bring our karbonis to Hashem. Shouldn't we be careful? There's no pebbles inside our karbonis. There's no splinters of wood in our karbonis. We're serving the melech. When you serve the melech, a person has to be very careful not to have any psoilus inside. Shouldn't we learn a lesson from here, and shouldn't we be careful? When we do our mitzvahs and our learning, that there shouldn't be any psoilus? When Yosef interprets the dreams, the Sar HaMashkim, he interprets on a good note. The Sar HaOifim, he interprets on a bad note. And ultimately, the Sar HaOifim is hung. The Pasuk says, by the Sar HaMashkim, in Perik Mem Pasuk Yud Beis, says the Pasuk, by Yoimel Lo Yosef Zepis Ranai. After Yosef hears the dream, he says to the Sar HaMashkim, this is the interpretation. Later on, in Pasuk Yud Ches, after he hears the Sar HaOifim's dream, it says, Vaya'an Yosef HaYoymer. Yosef answered and he said. Why does it say Vaya'an Yosef? But the Sar HaMashkim doesn't say Yosef answered. In Yud Beis it says, Vayoymer Lo, Yosef said to him. In Yud Ches, when he answers the Sar HaOifim, Vaya'an Yosef HaYoymer. What's Vaya'an? And he answered. Before he didn't answer. Why Vayan by the Sar HaOifim, not by the Sar HaMashkim? So Rav Moshe Ludinsky says over a nice moshul, the doctor goes to visit two chaylim. There are two chaylim in the hospital, two sick people in the hospital, and the families are waiting outside to hear the doctor's diagnosis, what the doctor says. The doctor goes into the first chaylam, and he examines the chaylam. He comes out a few minutes later, the family is waiting anxiously to hear the doctor's diagnosis, and the doctor says, listen, he needs to take this medication, make sure he takes it twice a day, he needs to rest, and he shouldn't go outside, and he gives a whole list of instructions. The doctor goes in to see the second chaylam, and the family is waiting outside. Finally, the doctor looks out, and they're waiting, and the doctor's quiet. He doesn't say anything. And they're waiting, and the doctor's quiet. Finally, they can't take the suspense anymore. They say to the doctor, no, what's the diagnosis? The doctor says, unfortunately, I don't have a refuah. I don't have a refuah for him. He's Rachmei Shemayim, I don't have a refuah. When the doctor had good news to say, refuah, the doctor volunteered the information. When the doctor didn't have good news, he held it back. He says, that's what happened by Yosef also. When he heard the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, he had good news to tell the Sarah Mashkim. He'll live, Paro will remember him, bring him back. So by Yoimeh, Yosef didn't wait to be prompted. By Yoimeh, he told him right away, when a person has good news, don't hold it back. Say it right away. But by the Sarah Ha'ifim, Yosef had bad news. When he heard the dream of the Sarah Ha'ifim, Yosef knew the Sarah Ha'ifim was going to be hung. So Yosef waited, he didn't answer right away, until by Yan, the Sarah Ha'ifim had to prompt him and ask him, no, what does it mean? When he was prompted, he was asked, then Vayan, Yosef answered. But he didn't volunteer the bad news. Yosef went and he said, he held it back until he was asked, and then he had to go ahead and say the bad news. No, a lesson for everybody. There's no, a person should go and say over good news and good things. Don't go around and saying things that Chas V'Shalom bid, unless a person has no choice. Havai, we should only have good news to say. We should only hear good news. I'll be able to say, Mitzvah Shem Chanukah is coming. This week already is Chanukah, Chafei Kislev. Chanukah, the Sfarim bring down that when you have darkness and the light comes in the middle of the darkness, the light shines much brighter. Chanukah comes in the middle of the winter, the shortest days of the year. The days are very short. And we have the bright light of Chanukah shining. When you have a bright light shining on the darkest days of the year, the light shines very bright. Chanukah is a time when the Chashmonaim rededicate themselves. We were zeicher to nisim. She'asim nisim. I've said by yom mehem is manazeh. We should be zeicher to nisim is manazeh. Also, Kodesh Baruch Hu should wash over us and bring back the gula. We should zeicher to gula. Shrei mehem yemenu. Amen.